Since the beginning of time, humans have had close encounters with nature, ranging from the innocent interactions to the downright frightening. For many, the simple thought of possibly having an encounter with a snake will be enough to send them over the edge. I recently became aware of a local Colorado legend of a woman who had such an encounter. Her story is fascinating, so I decided to share it with all of you tonight. Kate McHale was a single mother who lived in Ion, Colorado. One day, while attending to her chores in her small farm, she heard gunfire coming from a nearby pond. Kate knew that this meant she could find wounded ducks that her and her 3-year-old son could have for dinner. After completing some of her daily chores, Kate saddled up her horse, mounted herself and her son on it, and they both headed out towards the pond in search for ducks. As they approached the pond, Kate had to dismount her horse and open an access gate. And that's when she realized that she was in deep trouble. As Kate opened the gate, she noticed a couple of large rattlesnakes slowly slithering in her direction. Fearing for her and her son's safety, she quickly dispatched the snakes with her .22 pistol. Normally, this would be enough to discourage any creature to flee, but this time, things were different. Almost immediately after, another rattlesnake began to sneak out of the bush. Again, Kate dispatched that one too, but just like if in a true life horror movie, and to her surprise, more poisonous snakes began to crawl out of the underbrush. Whether the sound of the gunshot or the vibration of it actually attracted the snakes to come out isn't known, but the one thing that was for sure was that Kate was slowly being surrounded by dozens of large, angry, poisonous rattlesnakes that seemed to be out on a mission. Kate had absolutely no time to mount the horse for a quick getaway. Instead, fearing for the safety of her young son Ernie, she ordered him to stay on the horse and slapped it on his back to make it move quickly towards a safer distance. The snakes continued to come out, and Kate was almost all out of ammunition. And thinking on her feet, Kate somehow managed to pull off the ground a half-broken no hunting sign that was laying next to the access gate she had just tried to open earlier. She began to swing the sign at the snakes, and as if in a deadly game of whack-a-mole, she managed to neutralize most of the rattlers that kept coming her way. Shockingly, this went on for a mind-blowing couple of hours. By the time the ordeal was all done, Kate was extremely tired and surrounded by dozens upon dozens of dead snakes. She quickly ran towards her son and her horse, mounted it, and raced back home to her farm after having to clear the path from the massacre. A while later, after calming down from his deadly ordeal, she cleaned up and rested. Still trying to figure out what happened, she decided that she could not let all those snakes go to waste and just rot in the sun. An idea quickly came to her, and figured she could use the meat and use the snake skins to make something useful. After speaking to a neighbor about the ordeal, she managed to recruit him to help her go back to collect the dead snakes. To his surprise, Kate wasn't lying. They collected them in large wicker baskets, and after all was said and done, the final death count was an astounding 140 very deadly rattlesnakes. What Kate didn't know before all this happened was that she had disrupted a very large rattlesnake pit, and these snakes were out for vengeance. News of her feat traveled very fast, and soon after, newspaper reporters traveled to see the small 90-pound woman who had dispatched 140 deadly snakes all by herself. Some of the reporters got there so quick that Kate was still hanging snakeskins on the line to dry. And just like in today's world, many people would doubt her story. So she decided to fashion a dress using the snakeskins. She also made a headband, a necklace, and some shoes as proof of her ordeal. From that day forward, Kate became a local celebrity and a legend and was invited to multiple parties and events where she was asked to share her incredible story. From then on, she went into the business of harvesting snakes' venom, skins, and rattles. Once Kate passed away, she was buried at the Mizpah Cemetery in Greeley, Colorado. You can also visit her small farmhouse and check out her rattlesnake skin dress that sits there in the display at the Greeley Historical Museum. I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody who would survive this kind of ordeal with dozens of poisonous snakes. Personally, I would probably faint. I want to give out a special shout out to the Greeley Historical Museum and to all of you who have always supported my channel by watching and sharing my videos. I'll try to upload more often as to not leave large gaps in between uploads. Some of the music heard on this episode was provided by my friend MitoCero73. If you're interested in using any of his original works, please feel free to email him directly. The link will be provided on the description of this video. Until next time, stay strange.